This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mark Garrison was talking about Verizon a minute ago, one of the more likely suitors for Yahoo as that company tries to figure things out. Also, apparently interested, YP Holdings, in bygone days known as the Yellow Pages. Yes, one of the oldest of old line companies possibly trying to get in on that internet thing. Our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood has been looking at Yahoo for a good long while now, and she's here to tell us how all this might go. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So let's move past this whole Yellow Pages thing and talk about, first of all, who might not be in this bidding. A lot of the biggies are like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, a lot of the major names are dropping like flies, which really isn't too surprising because if you think about it, anybody who sees Yahoo as a turnaround job is going to be out because Yahoo's leadership over the last decade, and this is not just Marissa Meyer, I think it's pretty effectively shown that Yahoo is not maybe not turn around a bull. It's just not that kind of purchase. And so I think a lot of people thought it was tempting. You hear about those billion users a month and right. You think, I'm doing it. And then you realize it's like cake. It's empty calories and you should probably just walk away. And that's why Google and Time Inc., IAC, they're all out.
All right. But Yellow Pages is in, Verizon is in. Who can do something with this company?
You know, I think Verizon can do something. Verizon, to me, is the strongest bid. They've been the most consistent. It starts to make a lot more sense if you stop thinking of Verizon buying Yahoo and you start thinking about AOL acquiring Yahoo. It's basically like a big diamond necklace for Tim Armstrong, who is the CEO of AOL.
Right.
And he has, you know, I mean, that company was a punchline. And he's turned it into a $3 billion business thanks to really sophisticated digital advertising and data gathering. And if he can add Yahoo to that formula, all of a sudden the whole thing is a lot bigger and they can potentially take on Facebook and Google in digital ad tech. And that's really what that purchase is all about. And that one's a really easy thing to do. You don't have to do anything different with Yahoo's business. You just serve them better ads.
Do you think there's a chance that the board at Yahoo and Marissa Meyer, the CEO, come to the end of this bidding process and they unpack them all tonight or whenever it is, and they say, yeah, no, we changed our mind. We're going to tough it out.
I mean, I think there's that chance. A lot of insiders say, look, they only put themselves up to sale because of pressure from the board. And Yahoo actually has no interest in being sold. Marissa Meyer wants to stay on. I think that that is a decent possibility. If it happens, I'm sure that Wall Street will punish them harshly for it. So it's probably not the smartest course of action, but it wouldn't be totally outside the realm of possibility because it sounds like they have not made it easier for potential bidders to come in the door, get meetings, see the financials.
Right.
You got to question their commitment to a sale.
Outliers who could bid on this thing and win. Daily Mail is one over in the UK. I mean, who else might make it work?
Yeah, the Daily Mail is a really interesting one, except that then they are basically doubling down on the content business. And I think we've seen recently that digital media and digital content is a tough business to survive in, as everybody knows. SoftBank is sort of the big dark horse that everybody talks about. And that's because of Yahoo's stake in Yahoo Japan, which is actually profitable. So they might come in and buy just that part of it. And then, of course, there's YP, formerly known as Yellow Pages. This is the weird thing about Yahoo is nobody can figure out what the company is, so it feels like anyone or no one could take a shot at it.
I feel obliged to point out here that in two specific areas, Yahoo is a leader, right? Yahoo Finance and Yahoo Sports take second place to nobody.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And look, they brought Marissa Meyer in originally to focus on those products, and there is still a lot of brand loyalty. So something can be done. If you can make something out of those Yahoo Sports and Yahoo Finance users, then you can maximize what is a really good product. That's why the Daily Mail is interested too. That's good content right there.
We should totally buy it. That's what we should do.
I'm looking in my pocket right now. I got like 40 bucks. Yeah. I am in.
Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent and banker, I guess, for this transaction. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.